I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
I'm John DeSando.
This is Cinema Classics.
Yeah, boy.
A superhero classic in the making, I think, is James Mangold's Logan.
But it's the end.
Well, it's the third standalone Wolverine movie. End of the line for Hugh Jackman as Wolverine. None of the standalone were very good.
What about the one who went to Japan?
Yeah, that was fun. It was okay. I think this one really surprised everybody. Obviously, it's the Unforgiven of superhero movies.
Older guy, no more mutton chops, or no they more, come back.
It's these kids shave his overgrowth into what looks like the traditional Wolverine.
And he must be going through pain, right? Midlife crisis, yeah, kind of is. Thing. But I like it when you've got a little girl coming along who's kicking.
I like that.
Yeah, and violently so.
Yes.
I mean, she decapitates a dude. And then gleefully throws his head in front of her enemies.
That's right.
One of the things that gets tiresome is the spectacle. Hesitate to guess what's going to happen in Guardians of the Galaxy 2. There's a planet-eating villain.
Now, I do enjoy Guardians because they do have a high sense of humor.
Fun. Right, right, right.
Right, yeah.
The spectacle of it all gets a little bit much.
Yes.
What I love about Logan are the superhero movies that dare to go small. This just ends in a battle with him fighting alongside of these other mutant kids against some evil government types.
Yes, yes.
Ant-Man I loved because it ended with a fight in a little kid's bedroom.
Yes.
And,
so you like the minimalism.
Then the characters come to the fore.
Exactly.
I think it has more of a buddy movie
feel
to it. Hugh Jackman and Patrick Stewart, who plays again Professor X, the end of his rope.
So sorry to see him when he leaves that.
They become this dysfunctional family, the father-son dynamic.
And Stewart has the thematic heart, the emphasis on finding real love, finding real happiness, which of course is very simple. It's family.
Yeah, there's that line where they have dinner with the family. He says, you know, I just want to, you know, this was like the best day of my life.
Stewart points out, look at this is what it is.
Yeah, this is what it's all about, right?
This is what it's all about.
Not running around slashing guys in half. It references both literally and also in terms of its themes.
Shane presages what's going to happen in the film. The outsider who looks at the family unit has other obligations than being a part of the family but longs for it.
I kind of, in some ways, struggle to make it work. I guess you could say Wolverine is the Shane figure, and then the little girl is the kid.
Right.
Brandon DeWild figure.
Yeah.
But she's nothing like Brandon DeWild. But I think under all of that anger and viciousness that she has, she is still a child, and she's still looking to him to be a father.
Yeah. And also because of that family motif, I think that works. It is odd, unusual, and it's very cool to see them watching Shane.
Yeah.
You know, because it's a direct attempt to bring you in, tying us, who love Westerns, into the old Westerns.
And this is James Mangold, who directed the remake of 310 to Yuma.
Oh,
this
right.
This is a guy who I think really digs Westerns.
Oh, yes.
One more question before we wrap this up. This was a hugely successful mid-range budget superhero movie. It was critically applauded by most reviewers who saw it. Is there a chance at Hugh Jackman getting an Oscar nomination for this?
No. It just does not happen, I believe, with superhero film. You've already partly explained that because the emphasis on technique and on spectacle, even those who are voting in Hollywood are distracted by that and don't think that anything substantive can happen with a character and acting. And that's a great question. Can you think of any that even might have been nominated?
No, I can't. Never have I seen before a hero quite so anguished, quite so struggling with loss and making valuable connections. And he does love. I think that's the onus that this character, what makes him special is that everyone he loves dies. Everyone he loves, something bad happens to him.
The part of it that recognizes his getting old, his buddy's getting old, is the beautiful, humane part of this. He may feel responsible for some deaths. In general, he can't feel responsible for death itself.
One moment where I think, wow, that's where the guy gets the award, or that's where the actress gets the nomination. But there's a moment where he's in an argument with the little girl. She gets mad and she punches him in the face. There's a look on his face instantly that you know as a father, you're going to get really mad, but it's your kid, so you're going to hold it back and you're going to like rechannel that anger into something else.
And that's coming face to face with reality. Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center, 1550 North High Street, Columbus, Ohio. Further details and showtimes online at gatewayfilmcenter.org.
The award-winning Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.